Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, for some of you old-timers, as they say, it is a crazy Monday, Electronics Monday. Joe Messina here. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, which makes you part of the solution. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. You know, so much going on, including screens going down on me everywhere, which is fine. I'm good with it, you know, such is life. It happens. And I do appreciate the time, like I said, that you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution. You know, you heard it, I'm sure you've heard it a million times already over the weekend. You know, we lost in a drone attack directed by Iran. We lost three soldiers today, maybe four. You know, it's hard because you get this information, you get it in bits and pieces, right? And our hearts go out to their families. And where is the return here? Where is letting Iran know that we're not going to allow this to happen? We're not going to let them get away with this. In all sincerity, there's no reason for us to sit back and think about what to do, because they only understand one thing. Right? This mindset or idea that you just hang back and we'll see what happens, it doesn't work. You saw what happened. All those, God bless all those people that went to Iran, not Iran, I'm sorry, I apologize, that went out to embrace ISIS because all they needed were hugs. All they needed was an understanding that somebody cared about them. Yeah. How did that work out for them ultimately? Seriously. Not very well, did it? And this is the part that just makes me nuts. We need to start teaching our young people and our people, evil exists, and you don't always fix it with a hug. Really, seriously. They understand strength, they understand power, they understand resolve. Right? Think about that. Let that work through your head for a second. You think you're going to sit at the table, have a conversation? Yeah, ready for this? This will send a cringe. You think you're going to talk with these people? You think that's what they want? Actually, I shouldn't say that. They do want you to talk. The reason they want you to talk is so they can spend time fixing stuff.
Or not fixing stuff, you know, depending on how you look at it.
Right? This is nuts. If they don't see, there's a difference between Donald Trump and Obama and Joey B. Right? What did Trump drop? The Mountain Buster? I don't even know what you call it. But Trump was very serious about what he was doing. And he went in there and he let them know, no, we're not going to have this. We're not going to let you get away with this. Or it's not going to happen on our watch. Dead serious about it. And we didn't have the violence we have now. I mean, how do you lie to yourself? For some of you, I don't know what side of the aisle you're on, because you know, there's also Republicans that can't stand them. Look at yourself in the mirror. Instead of calling him a racist and calling him a this and calling him a that, prove it to yourself. Sit there and look at yourself and say, okay, what am I really mad about? What is going on here? Why am I irritated? You see what I mean? Yeah, it irritates me too. All right, I'm not happy with everything he did, does, whatever. I'm not in his chair. I don't always know what's going on. Neither do you. You think you do. I love how many of you think you got your finger on all this. As my dad would say, cleanly, you've got bupkis. You've got nothing. And people who think, like I said, people who think they know and they don't. We lost more. As a matter of fact, the biggest problem or the sad part about this, not that it makes any, but they're all from Georgia. Right, you got Georgian families just heartbroken tonight. And frankly, the rest of the country should be heartbroken of the way this went down. The 13 we lost in Afghanistan. You guys need to understand, they only understand, yeah, our enemy only understands fear. Do you get that? Do you understand that? And that's the biggest irritant behind all this, is how much we want to, I don't know, hug them into liking us. Send them more. Remember the nut jobs back in the 60s and 70s. Can you imagine what life would be like today? Their mindset was, okay, they're mad because we have powerful weapons. So if we simply, disarm, it shouldn't be a problem, right? Yeah, where would we be today, I wonder? Thomas Senior, I could say it, but I'm not going to. Thomas Senior, host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran right after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Luck, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I love it when you're involved in this. And, you know, I already got one or two emails. I mean, here's the deal. I don't care if the president's name was, Fred W. Schmidt, okay? You do not let, especially Iran, well, you know, we've given them so much money, I don't know how long they can keep doing this, but you do not let a country like Iran, who just constant chant is death to America, right? They want to wipe out Israel, and you're going to sit back and decide what the proper response is? Kimberly Murren joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her input, insight, and time with me. And, Kimberly, I want to go all Boston on them and make it I think we should make Iran the sixth Great Lake. What do you think?
So, here's the thing. The first time that those little... I gotta watch my mom.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know what I can get away with or not. The first time the little Houthi whatever, did something, you know, threw bombs, sent bombs at our ships or our soldiers, that should have been it. They should have been bled the hell, gotten the crap blasted out of them,
yep.
All of their sites, because we know where they all are, and pretty much decimated as many Houthis as we possibly could have after just one attack. That's mm-hmm. it. Then they would have known, oh, yeah, we're not playing around.
Well, no, wait a minute. I have to take exception, because I don't know if you heard Joe Biden and even Kamala Harris at one time give them a stern warning.
Don't. God damn it. Children, they're children. Listen, all of this isn't, they're allowing this. It's intentional that they're allowing this. These people, everybody was all concerned, oh my God, Trump is going to get us into World War III. No, Biden is pretty much on the verge of getting us there. And he has been for months.
And he's been working at it.
He's been working hard at it.
God.
Yeah. But honestly, and it's all intentional. I'm sorry. The first time you come at my yard and you come at my people to harm us, meaning our troops, that's it. You're done.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. We don't have to touch Iran. Wipe out all the Houthis. Yeah, they're going to keep sending more of the scumbag Islamic extremists at us. Keep wiping them out. But did you hear, though? Here's the problem, though. The U.S. is funding all kinds of terrorism. You heard about the UN, UNRWA or something? UNRW?
Go ahead. Go with it.
It's part of the UN. It's a group that supposedly helps for aid for the Gaza Strip. You know, humanitarian aid. But in reality, what they were doing, and we gave them hundreds of millions, I think 400 million or something. I can't remember the exact amount.
Right.
Maybe it was 200. They were aiding and abetting Hamas. We were paying for that. The UN was paying for that, and we paid the majority. One of the things we really have to do in this country is go to New York City and trash that building. Dump it. Oh, no, you know what? Don't dump it. Boot all the people out of it. Wipe our hands clean of the UN, and then open that up for veteran housing.
No, there you go. No, perfect. Fumigate the place first, though, okay? Go through there.
I think you actually said that before.
There's no reason for it to be there.
The UN is the most useless organization in probably U.S. history, besides the Democrat Party.
Well, you know, when it comes especially to the UN, right? They're all going to say, oh, my God, so what is it? You don't want nations to come together. You don't want peace. You don't want... They don't do any of that.
No, look at they make everything worse.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they put China, or Chinese representative, and a North Korean representative at one time, in charge of the Human Relations Council?
Wasn't Iran on a women's rights council?
Yes. Yeah, can't get... More get delusional, out. No matter how many hits of acid you take.
Exactly. So get out. Just drop kick them all out.
Seriously.
Just,
yeah. I mean, you got
to... We're never going to learn. No president has the balls to actually toss them out. Ever.
Well,
we gave them more money under Trump, too.
Oh, listen, I don't doubt it. I mean, here's the biggest problem. There's too much money flying around.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, seriously, too much money flying around for any group or one person in Congress to say, okay, enough, no more, not going to do this.
Right.
Right? So.
Yep. Too much money, too many people being bankrolled, making money from it. I'm sure Congress gets, handouts for their elections and, you know, other things that are going on. Because we are the most corrupt country in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, I think we're a fourth world nation now. I don't even think we have third world status. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. So, well, I don't know. Are you a Joe Rogan fan?
I don't watch his show ever. I just see clips of him.
Yeah, me too. I'm not I don't know how he does it. Some days it's an hour, some days it's 4 hours, and people hang in there and they listen to him. But, you know, he was a left-leaning liberal. There was no way he didn't have a whole bunch of use for conservatives. He just finished blasting the Democrats and blasting the liberals, and how he escaped California communism. And he's seeing it get worse instead of better. They don't seem to care. They don't seem to have any idea, looking around them, what happens.
Well, you know? That's because all the elites, they're not the ones living where all the crime and the infestation of scum are. They don't live there.
No.
If they did at one point, they've moved.
There's a lot of stars that have moved out of Hollywood. A lot.
Well, it's not just stars. The elite in general. Oh, yeah, lots of them have moved out of Hollywood. But I'm saying, like, any of the people who are, you know, the wealthy elites who just think that Newsom is doing a stand-up job, they don't live where all these areas are being infiltrated with scum, drug deals, crime, feces on the street. They don't live there. You think Newsom would live there? Absolutely not. They live in gated communities, or they live in gated places, or places with security that's away from all the dregs of society that they brought there and they helped create.
Yeah.
It's the same everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, no question about it. I don't know if you had a chance today to see the video that surfaced of a bunch of SUVs pulling up at the border. And a whole bunch of illegals getting out, and they're from China and India and Turkey and Brazil, just walking right across the border looking for Border Patrol agents. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A former IRS contractor who disclosed tax records, including those of former President Donald Trump, is now facing prison time. Charles Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He entered a guilty plea in October, admitting to one count of unauthorized disclosure of tax returns. A warning has been issued to Americans regarding travel to the Bahamas. The State Department issued a Level 2 advisory, alerting travelers to potential risks in the area. The advisory is prompted by the occurrence of at least 18 murders in the Bahamas so far this year. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers who are considering a trip to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl might need some luck to afford it. The most affordable ticket available on the NFL Ticket Exchange via Ticketmaster is priced at nearly $11,000 after fees. That's for a single seat in an upper-level end zone section at Allegiant Stadium. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. That's how you do it. You have to get engaged. You have to get informed. You have to have a clue. Right? That wouldn't kill you, would it? Anyway, let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, now listen, I told you we had like news flash while you were during the break. Iran just said that we didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, and I'm the Virgin Mary.
Hey, Mary, how you doing? I mean, I love it. I mean, yeah, no, not us. All right, well, then where's the money? All that money. You know they got over $100 billion from us?
Yeah.
When you start adding up the little bits here and there and everywhere else?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we give them other kind of money, too, in form of aid or some other crap.
Yep. And the left, you know, the left, well, but it was their money we had locked up. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So maybe we should take some of that money and go ahead and give it to countries and families where they've just devastated, where Iran has been, you know, involved in devastation. What about that?
It's too late now. They have all that money.
Yeah. They could care less. I know.
Yeah.
And that doesn't matter what we do. They're still going to give the money to the Houthis. They're still going to give money to all. They've got these splinter groups everywhere or these terrorist groups that are supporting everywhere. We know it. Right? Our intelligence knows it. They're not sharing it or they're not working together or something. But this is really getting old. And I think I want to believe that the American people are eventually going to go, okay, I've had enough. Vast majority, in a Rasmussen poll about 6 weeks ago, vast majority of Americans trust the Republicans with our safety than they do Democrats. Figure
Why
that one
you
out.
Trust Democrats? That's real easy. Republicans want to close the border, want to know who's coming over. Democrats are just letting freely flow. Who knows how many terrorists are in this country? We have absolutely no idea.
No.
We do know that a lot of the people that have come over, not a lot, some of the people that have come over, we don't know how many, are criminals who are rapists, pedophiles, traffickers, etc. We know that for a fact because they come over here, they commit another crime against an American, and then they get tossed back over there, but then they come back over again. We see it in the news. We see the crime stats. We see it. But we're supposed to trust Democrats? They're the ones letting them free and then letting going back over and letting them come back in.
Would you believe Gascon here in Los Angeles, DA, he starts talking about how what a great job his policies are doing and how they've lowered crime and you're safer. Going, wait a minute, what? First of all, I want to know what medications you're on before I say something.
What's he smoking? He's probably smoking some of the crack that he doesn't prosecute anybody for anymore.
Some of the evidence he's taken and just didn't make it back.
Because there's no way that's true. What are they not reporting on it anymore? Is that it? I bet you that more than anything else.
I talked to a DA, an assistant DA, who said, look, here's the deal. When you call in for a crime and it's not booked, it's not reported, they don't show up or whatever, we don't count the calls on crimes. We count the actual reports taken, people arrested, that kind of thing. So that's why crime is down. It's really that simple.
Oh, my God.
And it's like that everywhere. It's like that in San Francisco. And in Chicago, my God, the mayor of Chicago coming out over the weekend demanding a ceasefire in Gaza, right? And you go, hello, why don't you walk out to your streets and demand one there? Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah, I'm saying the same thing as you. That's the first thing. Wow.
God bless.
They're so out of touch. They're so out of touch with their own constituents and the country. It's disgusting. And the good thing is these people are now opening up their mouths and have been for the past several years about just how extreme left they are.
They're even faced with it.
I don't know how much it's going to help in the election because so many people hate. As much as people might not like Biden, they hate Trump worse.
Hmm.
Well, so that's going to be a problem.
Hey, listen. All right. Well, just keep sending our soldiers to the slaughter because you don't like nasty men. I don't know what to tell you, but. At some point in time in the area that I grew up in Boston, you're right. I mean, the mafia did more to protect us than the police did.
I'm sure.
You know that's true.
Yeah.
So.
This is what's going to happen. People are going to be taking. They're protecting themselves in their own hands. And there's going to be more vigilantes because they aren't, the police and law enforcement aren't doing anything. They're treating criminals better than they're treating victims. That's already happening.
It's like the gun control stuff, right? I mean, let's not really punish, put in jail the people that break the gun laws. What we're going to do is we're going to make it tougher for people who do have or want to get legitimate licenses to carry, buy guns and that kind of stuff in their home. I mean, they're talking about a federal law now on how your guns are to be locked up at home and that kind of thing. And I'm thinking to myself, okay.
Make me. That's all I'm going to say. Make me.
Right.
Come to my house and you make me.
Well, maybe we could pay. Remember, they're going to do that in San Francisco. They were going to pay criminals not to commit crime. That's going to work. Okay.
What'll happen is they'll give the criminals the money and then they'll still go commit the crimes and nothing's going to happen as a result to them.
Well, stealing is in their bailiwick, isn't it? I mean, stealing is in their wheelhouse of things that they do. Sure, go for it.
Exactly.
God bless. The idiocy never really stops, does it? I mean, really never stops. So,
no, it doesn't.
The Pentagon came out a couple hours ago and said, hey, listen, the Israeli-Hamas war is not spreading. Even though Iran has jumped in, even though we've had issues with Iraq, the Houthis, it's not spreading.
Really?
Who are they in the State Department for? Iran? The Middle East? I mean, seriously.
Certainly not for the U.S. I mean, this is the State Department that didn't even know where their Secretary of State was, right?
Right. I think that's great. Hey, you've been able to get a hold of him? Nah, I haven't heard from him for 3 days. Well, good.
I haven't seen him in 2 days. Wazamik, did you take a couple days off?
Baron Pete's on Friday. Yeah, there you go.
Let's see if the President, Joe, must know where he is.
Joe?
Do you know where the Secretary of State is? What day is it?
Somebody's got to find Joe first. Okay. I mean,
wandering
seriously.
Around the freaking White House.
And then slippers and overcoat.
That's what people.
There's a thought, right? Too bad he didn't smoke a pipe. That would be even better. There's been over 165 attacks on U.S. forces, right, since mid-October. 165.
So
what have we done to combat that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
We've hit a few things just recently, Joe. This is what I'm saying. Like, October 7th happened, right?
Yeah.
And then mid-October, probably just a couple weeks later or a week later, they started attacking, Islamic extremists started attacking U.S. Forces or U.S. troops.
Right.
Why wasn't something instantly done in an extreme way to stop it and end it right there?
Yep.
Nothing was done. That's it. It's like if you have a bully, right? Bully keeps bullying you. Then eventually you might do something about it, or eventually you don't, and then they just keep doing it. But if the first time someone tries to bully you, you punch them in the face and knock them out, they're not going to do it ever again.
Well, we've talked about this before. You know, I grew up in an area where you did have to be tough, and you did have to show them that you weren't interested in their garbage, and you weren't going to put up with their garbage. Not just not interested, you weren't going to put up with it.
Right.
So you do have to act now.
You do.
And, you know, by the way, the State Department doesn't quite know when the president's going to be available to receive the bodies from Iran. You know, coming back from the Middle East. I'm going,
oh, please don't do that to the parents.
Oh, do you think he cares? Really?
No, he doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah. You know what?
He doesn't care about American soldiers. You know, are you kidding me?
Remember what happened last time? Couldn't wait to get.
Yes.
Kept looking at his watch because he couldn't remember what time it was from 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, and then he tried to say something about his son who died from cancer, that he died from combat, or as, you know, when he was on duty, whatever.
So you actually believe, and if I'm wrong to say so, that the average Democrat voter knows about all this, but just hates Trump so much they're going to vote for Joe anyway.
Correct.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Kimberly Moran. Really, seriously, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Get a feel for New England politics, which I think is different than most of the rest of the country at times. You know, I mean, it just really, well, it used to be. I haven't been there in a long time. But it was very down-to-earth, black and white for a lot of them. You know? Not anymore, huh?
It is for a lot of regular people that don't want to deal with all the BS. It's just that the BS wants to deal with them.
You know, we were talking during the break about, and just before, about voters and what they knew and what they didn't know, right? And when I was a kid growing up, we actually had newspapers. I think we still have those around somewhere. But my dad, my uncle, they would require you or want you to read a story. Not necessarily a feel-good story, but a story out of the newspaper and talk to them about it. So you kind of got a political overview even at a young age. You kind of had a clue as to what was going on. And you heard people, you know, growing up in the North End, you heard guys talking about politics all the time. So you had some clue. I'm afraid that people today only get their news from a couple, or their info from their party. Maybe from Twitter, I don't know. I don't think they're getting the depth of information that even we got, or I got. Maybe not.
They are not. They absolutely are not. You know, they're watching social media, but they're not They might see things. I mean, there's tons of stuff out there, right? They might. And the problem is people might see something and just they believe it. I told you this before when I was just a straight, independent, true, pure independent who knew nothing. So I know what it's like to be a regular voter. I would read the New York Times, Boston Globe religiously every day because I thought they were factual, unbiased news. Oh, boy, was I wrong. I would read those every day. I would watch the debates. I would watch local news, you know.
Right.
And once I started looking into things, then I realized, oh, I've been had. And it still goes on today, Joe. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Still goes on today. The news is completely biased. And both on both sides, the news is biased. And you have to really look to find something. I'd rather see an actual, like, here's a letter that was sent, or here's the legislation they're talking about. Because when they just talk about it in sound bites, mostly they're lying.
What I like to do.
A Democrat says, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I like to go to left-leaning, hardcore left sites, and then hardcore right sites. And look at the titles, look at the stories, and see how they spin them. So that way you get a real feel that the truth is somewhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're spinning it hard the way they want it. But it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher to do because the titles of these stories, you know, they're having so much fun with them, if you want to put it that way, that it's tough to break them out sometimes, you know?
Well, and here's the other thing. People will just read a title and not read the story. I have called so many people out on both sides because they post something and said, here, and then if you look in and go in and read the details, it's not really what the title says. The title was clickbait.
Oh.
It's clickbait to get people to read, click on it, but people don't read the story.
Nope. I wrote
that all the time.
I wrote a piece like 10 years ago, and the title of the piece was, According to My Kids, I Hate Them. Okay? And it was, the story was actually about how when you don't listen to your children, you know, when 17, when they're trying to tell you why I should let them have a car the whole weekend to go party with their friends, and they would turn around and go, you know, you're not listening to me. No, no, I heard every word you said. I just don't agree with any of it. You're not getting the car. That's
right.
It. You know, you ruined my life. You hate me. Okay, well then, if that makes you feel good, I hate you and I've ruined your life. All right, can I finish my dinner now or what? What's the deal? So
that's funny. That's so true. That's
but genius. The left jumped all over it. You see, his kids hate him, and he's this and he's that and the other thing. And I didn't even respond to them. I was too busy laughing at them to respond to them. So
they probably didn't read the article.
No, you know they didn't. They read to your point. They read the title.
And that's why all these places do that with these. And I will read. I do read stuff on the left and the right. I can barely watch it unless I really have to, because watching it makes me want to gag. But, you know, I'm thinking of, like, The View and all of them. All the left-wing things are terrible. But I'll read stuff, right? And I'll read the tweets. I'll read the links that they post. And I'm like, you're lying. This isn't true. Like, it's easy to verify something isn't true. And they don't care. So many people know so much about nothing.
So, I know, and you said it on the show, you're not a fan of President Trump, Donald Trump. And The View came out today to the, what is it, The Sound of You're Fired, or whatever it was. I guess it was a theme song for his show or whatever. But they're all running around. You want to talk about lawsuits? They're all running around talking about how he was, he found guilty of rape. He wasn't found guilty of rape. And you keep saying that, you're going to open up the same doors for him to sue your butts that some say that, you know, hey. Now, he says he's never met her. She says, yeah, I feel like we're back with, what was that, Professor Ford with Kavanaugh?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Right. I feel like we're back. They got the guy they wanted. They hate him so much. And this is my fear with the hate. They hate him so much, they don't really care what the truth is. They don't care about any of that. He couldn't.
No, you know that. That's it's the left. The left never cares about the truth. Ever. Ever. And I'm dead serious when I say this. I'm not just joking around, mocking, making fun of the left. They don't care about the truth. They continually lie about anything and everything. It's actually not a joke. How do you know they're lying? Because their lips are moving. That's the truth. I used to call out. I used to write a weekly article.
Right.
When I lived in Massachusetts, actually, about calling out the lies. It was actually Obama lies. And every week, and it was getting to be too much. And then I started linking Republicans and Democrats all together, and oh my God, I was like, this is all insanity. It's all insane. But you can figure out when people are lying because you can find out the facts to back up.
Oh, you mean, wait, you mean you can take about 11 minutes out of your life to look it up yourself and find out about it yourself and find out what the truth is yourself? Is that what you're suggesting?
Worth it if it's something you care about. Not worth it if you really don't give a crap and you're not going to believe them no matter what.
Yeah,
but
then don't put it out there afterwards, right?
I agree. The reason I like to call them out and point out that they're lying is because it's not for me, because I know they're lying from the get-go, right? It's for other people who might not know. Like, here's the real truth. You're lying. I literally say to Harris, Biden, whoever, you're lying again on Twitter. Constantly. You're lying.
Yep.
And then I usually ask them why they hate the American people so much.
Well, you got to look at it. I tell people the same thing. You think that he's better than you think that Joey B is better than Trump. Let's just stick with the border. Let's not stick with anything else. Not the economy. Not any of that stuff. Right? You've got 300,000 people came over in December. Look at what's happening to the border right now. Look at how much is up with drugs and such. Right? I mean, you're telling me you're more comfortable with that. That's okay, you know, by you. And what are they? I think they've caught or stopped 167 known terrorists at the border. Notice I said caught, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. There's millions that we don't even know about. But is Trump, so far, Trump hasn't been really smart enough to just talk about policy. That's one of his problems.
Yeah,
he's too much of a petulant man boy to just focus on policies and how bad Biden was and how better things were when he was in office. He just goes off on these tangents and you know, slams people, and it's just dumb. And that's why he loses so many people. That's the speech he came out with the night of Iowa. I don't know if you saw that speech when he won the Iowa caucus. It was a very good speech. That is what I want to see in a presidential candidate. I don't want to see the guy who came out after the New Hampshire primaries, because that guy's an idiot.
No, sometimes he gets on these rants.
I know some people like the idiot part. I don't, and most people don't. Most normal people don't. I mean, if I want to be an idiot, that's a different story.
I'm not the president
of the United States. I'm not running to be the president of the U.S., so.
Yeah. No, listen, I've got to agree with you. He's got to stop the way he's putting it out there. He's got to start talking about how he would bring it all down, what he would do. You know what? Although there is a fine line for me, you know, being of Italian descent, don't give them too much. You know, he's talking about going in there and wiping out certain departments and wiping out certain people, going after certain other people.
Don't do that.
Just shut up.
Yes.
Oh. All right, wait a minute. Time got away from me. Where were you?
Oh, my goodness.
How do people find you?
Granicrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
I'm Joe, senior host. A lot more coming up. Jennifer Van Laar from Red State joins us in the next hour. We'll be right back.